B-Pod Studios.
What day of the week is it?
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
What is that?
Best day of my life.
Taco Tuesday is nice.
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it! Stop it!
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it, stop it.
You're making me so hungry.
It's making me hungry.
Hungry for something new. Hungry for...
A show.
Come on, everyone.
Let's go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, you know, the Patriots on last night got to go to bed pretty early, didn't we? It was over within the first quarter, 17-0. Did you go right to bed, LBF, or just watch the whole thing?
I was watching yeah. Modern Love on Amazon Prime.
What is that?
I'll tell you three cool things.
Boy, I can't wait.
I did not watch the game.
Well, Scott Zolak, we talked to him Friday and yesterday. He thought it was going to be 31-20. He was 21 or 23 points off.
That was it.
Wow.
I mean, I
33 zip.
Woke up this morning and checked the score just so I can read the room when I walk in.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And that was they got spanked.
They got,
that's embarrassing.
Sam Darnold.
Even I know that.
Yes, yeah, Sam threw Darnold threw four interceptions.
Seen ghosts.
I see dead people.
Dead people like in graves and coffins.
Walking around like regular people.
Oh, man. Terrible, dude.
Oh, that's it always makes me sad to see that when it's. I know it's good for us, but still, I feel bad. I feel like a mom every time I watch football, and I'm like, oh God.
Because he's
gonna be sad.
I know. No, he was definitely sad.
Yeah,
he was definitely sad. And then they play Sunday at 4:25, and then back on a Sunday night game.
Are the Browns any good?
Yeah, not really.
Do you think we're going to go the whole season without losing?
Well, there's one game that concerns me, and that's Thanksgiving against the Cowboys.
Oh.
That's actually Thanksgiving night. That's
my favorite team besides the Patriots.
Yeah, it's so hard to play football after eating all that turkey.
I know, those guys. 4:25, so it's they'll get a nap in. Why are they your favorite other team?
Because the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were on the Love Boat all the time.
Oh, my God.
You know, come to think of it.
Right?
Yeah, now that I remember
that.
It was good. Yeah. Very good, Julie. Very good. I like that.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And three cool things you should know.
Side note, when that Blondie song came out, it was controversial.
Really?
Because first I had a love, soon turned out to be a pain in the...
Oh.
Right?
I've never really listened to it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, when it came out, it was shocking, LBF, shocking. They said that on the radio.
Oh,
and you've
wow.
never heard it. Okay, fine. Let's do three cool things. What do you have?
I have what you should be watching this week. It's so good.
Okay. Brian Bell.
The only reason people stayed up till halftime during the Patriots game last night.
The only reason.
That's right. The only reason.
Oh, this is it.
It wasn't football.
It wasn't football. Can't wait to hear what that was. All right. I will tell you why. It's the lazy man's dream this fall. You don't have to rake. We'll tell you what you need to do instead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the thing you should be watching this week, because I watch TV first, so you don't have to, is on Amazon Prime, and everybody pretty much has it, let's be honest, is Modern Love. It's a new series that contains 8 30-minute unconnected episodes based on the New York Times weekly column that features personal essays about love, usually written by New York residents. It's so good, and here's why it's so good. First of all, the subject matter is great. The actors involved are great. John Slattery and Tina Fey were in the fourth episode, which is based on a column written by Dennis Leary's wife,
Actor. I'm following. Okay.
Because Anne Hathaway plays a woman who is bipolar. And then it's about the guy who created a dating website, finding the love of his life. It's so good. And it's so, like, it's just 30 minutes. And they're so well done.
Do you watch them with Dave?
I watch them alone.
You do?
Yeah, because he's at work.
Okay, it's called Modern Love.
It's called Modern Love, and you'll enjoy it so much.
LBF seal of approval.
Yes.
How many Rotten Tomatoes would you say?
Like Rotten Tomatoes, the more the better.
Yeah, more the better.
Oh, 100.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's great.
That sounds
it's
good.
It's really great. I cried at the first one.
Oh, that's not too
the
hard.
Second
just because you were watching it alone.
Yeah. Because Dave's at work. All right. Modern love. All right, Brian.
All right. Last night at halftime of Monday Night Football, the final trailer for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. And this is the movie that will wrap the entire Skywalker storyline.
And we're done.
Oh, no. I mean, because Disney owns it. So there'll be other offshoot storylines. But this is the final movie of the Skywalker storyline. And here's a little piece of the trailer.
We're not alone. Good people will fight if we lead them.
People keep telling me they know me. No one does.
But I do. Long have I waited. And now, your coming together is your undoing. The Force will be with you.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh.
So?
Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher at the end, and of course, the hooded villain.
Yeah.
Sounds
Bill
good.
Bill Belichick.
Sounds good. With,
I mean, the Emperor. You heard the Emperor from the original movies.
Jeez. Sounds good. It's no Modern Love, but it sounds good.
No, but you saw Lando Calrissian in there giving a big speech.
Wow, Lando Calrissian.
Lando is back, so it's should be good.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Mm. And they've brought back Carrie Fisher?
Well, she's in it. She'd already
filmed. No one ever dies.
Can we just let her go?
She'd already filmed some portions. And,
no, I like her. She'll stick around.
That's nice. I hope somebody's making money off it.
The Force is with us, Bob.
And finally, popular science just blew up the whole idea of raking your leaves. The idea basically is to turn them into mulch. Just hit them with your lawnmower.
Yeah.
Over the winter, tiny microbes eat the carbon and create nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur, which is all good for the grass. So just mulch it as much as you can.
It seems a ridiculous thing to do is to, like, rake the leaves and put them in a bag and then throw them out.
I know.
Just let them die the death they deserve.
Well, then mulch them up. Just mulch them up.
Yeah.
You might have to hit it a couple times with a lawnmower.
It works to a point, and then it's just overwhelmed by leaves.
Then you have, like, a coat.
Too many leaves.
Yeah, that can happen. Well, maybe you can do it halfway.
That's a good idea.
Go watch Star Wars.
Any way to avoid manual labor.
Any way to drive my tractor and drink a beer.
That's what we're talking about. So,
when is the last time you raked a leaf, LBF?
I blocked it out.
I'd like to see that, actually.
Oh, I know. You get blisters. Oh, yeah.
Just mulch it.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So last night, as I'm watching the Patriots just absolutely decimate the New York Jets, it was an unbelievable game. Wasn't it last night, LBF?
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Pat's
I was like,
gear
these guys
on.
Are getting spanked. It's really, it's just the poor.
Yeah.
What's his
quarterback?
Name?
Quarterback? Yeah, yeah.
We saw ghosts.
Sam saw ghosts. Anyway, so while I was enjoying that moment, I'm enjoying the game, and who wasn't? Because it was just one of those, you can go to bed early. Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, sure. Great night for you.
I go to bed, and I get a call. I see my daughter from Syracuse is calling me, and she knows dad's bedtime.
Yeah.
She knows it's only if it's an emergency.
Yeah.
So what's up, Bridge? Dad, I just came back from shopping, and I parked in the garage, and I scratched the car next to me. I said, okay, how bad?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Is it? So are you going to leave a note? I didn't know what to do, so I called you. I said, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Run. No. Was there a camera in the garage?
Yeah, exactly. No. You know what to do. Look around, see if there are any witnesses.
That was a hard... I had a dad moment where it was a teachable moment.
You had to you had to tell her to write the note.
Yeah, you had to tell her to write the note that's going to cost you a lot of money.
It's true.
It's going to cost me money.
But like, it's so hard to do the right thing, but it's the right thing to do. And not only is it the right thing to do, you had a double layer of the right thing to do because you had to teach her how to do the right thing, which is the worst.
Yeah, it is the worst because, like Brian said, I'm going to be paying a surcharge.
Yep.
So I said, you just go back, leave a note. You'd want somebody to do that if they hit your car.
Yep.
Trust me, if I even slide into her car, even bump it with my thigh, she gets upset.
Exactly.
So I said, you gotta leave a note. So, okay. So she went. I said, and you leave him your phone number, not mine.
Ugh, that's the worst part of it. That was, I would have been like, ooh, Dad, I messed up. I left him yours by accident.
I knew she was going there. I'm like, no, you leave him your number.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll call you and you can walk it through. Of course, I'll be paying the surcharge and dealing with the insurance companies and everything else. But
yeah, you just hope that the person is a decent person and they're like, yeah, I'll just get it fixed for under the $1,000. There's like a cap and you won't get surcharged, unlike the woman I backed into recently.
And you did the right thing,
and I
right?
did the right thing, obviously. See? And then there was no damage. And she basically
just took
probably
it
got
to
a whole new front end.
Right. That's great.
A little mini coupe.
And you did the right. Yep. Did you leave a note or was she there?
Well, she was there.
Well, yeah. You had
that makes it
right
so much
there.
Harder to get away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing here. See, so two of us have done the right thing and really got the screws put to us. So
but still, I
did you really do the right thing?
I did the right thing.
Find
karma.
Out.
You really have. Did you feel better about yourself? Mm. Not when you get your insurance claim, but you do feel better.
You
about
feel
yourself.
Better. You can't. Didn't Dave do that recently?
He recently did the same thing, and he's like, what do I do? And I'm like, you have to leave a note. Because you have to put the...
Teachable moment.
You have to put... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you teach
have
Dave.
To put yourself in the position of the other person
right.
coming out to their car and being like... Because I said, it's like, you could, maybe she had a bad day, and then she comes out, and then this happened, and then she doesn't believe in humanity anymore, and she goes home, and she's mean to her kids, and she's mean to her husband, and she gets a divorce, all because you didn't leave a note.
Okay.
Wow.
I think
really played out that scenario.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my daughter now. Go pick up that note. Because,
I mean,
anyway, if I'm going through that.
Just saying, yeah, you know, you got to do the right
thing. I thought
I did thing.
The right thing. Can't wait to hear this psychopath's problems. Here we go.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
.644-51 in Boston. Let's take out the dirty laundry with LBF.
Kind of filthy today.
Uh-oh.
We've got a really cool Lifetime movie coming up for Christmas that you're going to be really excited about,
oh,
Bob.
Hey, hey.
What board game was Jimi Hendrix unbeatable at?
Wow.
This is amazing. But first, let us talk about the, I would call it a May-December romance, but it's more like February-December because she is very young and he is sort of old.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Dennis Quaid.
Mm.
Shall we?
Yeah, go ahead.
The 65-year-old actor proposed to his girlfriend in Hawaii this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend is named Laura Savoy, and she is 26 years old.
Okay, so that makes him 39 years older?
Yes.
Wow.
You know what else makes him? This is a fourth marriage for...
Just get in under
Dennis,
that wire of 40 years.
Yeah,
that would have
made
it
been
weird,
creepy.
Right?
Yeah,
that
would have
been creepy.
You know, tacky.
Yeah, 40, yeah. But he's good. Yeah. It's just 39.
Yeah.
Cut off.
39 years older than this girl. He was married to PJ Souls, Meg Ryan, as you recall, and Kimberly Quaid. He is a parent to 27-year-old Jack with Meg Ryan. So,
so his son is older than his wife. See, now
wife.
That shouldn't happen. I mean, shouldn't
it's
we?
Like laws of the universe.
That is the one.
It's
don't,
weird.
I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong.
You,
I don't think I'm
I love doing that.
Yeah, I know.
But
you
in this particular case, you're not.
Thank you, LBF. I was waiting for you to defend any love at any age.
Oh, okay. So, like, there's love at any age, and I get it. But this is egregious and possibly illegal. I just feel like
you know
it's,
what this is the. I think you would. I think right now we're on the same page. I might come around and give you a hug.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Wow.
Let's
no.
tap the brakes, Bob. Okay?
No?
No hugs. No hugs.
Okay.
Listen.
Because
this,
I'm so on.
It would be an
right
age-appropriate hug, Bob.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
be,
good.
Yeah. Listen, but, I mean, I'm feeling that we're on the same page.
This 26-year-old, now I'm not going to slam her because she's a smart cookie. She actually was. She went to Pepperdine for undergrad and was the valedictorian. By the way, smartest move ever. Pepperdine is right
top
on the Malibu.
To
right on the Malibu
coast.
Oh, it's
incredible.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then she's getting her PhD in accounting from the University of Texas. And now she's sidelined her life by marrying or going to marry Dennis Quaid, who is kind of a grump and also notoriously difficult to get along with. However, she did date. She's got a little bit of history with dating grumps.
She
actually dated Jeremy Piven from Entourage.
And how old is he?
Like
50,
he's
maybe?
He's like 48.
Jeez. So,
I don't know. I, like, it's just, that's just so young.
Sugar daddy.
She could probably make her own money.
Yeah.
She's not almost 30.
She's
26. She's almost 21.
Okay.
All right. So there's that. Just chew on that for the breakfast.
His face is only like 5 years old, though, if you've seen him.
Ooh, I don't know. He's going the way of like, it's a little puff.
You don't know who
no,
it is.
Not
yeah,
great.
Not good.
Okay. Yep. The Lifetime movie that you're going to be super excited about, Facts of Life, stars are reuniting for a Lifetime Christmas movie called You Light Up My Christmas with Mindy Cohn, Kim Fields, Nancy McKeon, and Lisa Welchel. And I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Because that is a coupling or quadrupling that I approve of.
Yeah. But they're not going to be, you know, the characters from Fact of Life all these years later. They're just going to be
Actors. It's nice to see the old gang back together, even though they're not the same characters.
It's
going
to be nice. They go Eddie Bauer shopping, get their scarves.
Exactly.
Fake snow.
You know, just right? Bob, I know you love the Lifetime Christmas movies and watch them.
Who doesn't?
I know. Yeah. I know you sound like you're joking, but you do sit down and watch them.
Well, I told you.
A lot about them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
During the holidays, I tried to get into the Christmas spirit, and we'll see if we can get through one. That's the challenge there. We've made it a couple times.
All right, speaking of challenging, Jimi Hendrix was unbeatable at this board game.
Can I take a risk and guess?
Yeah.
Go
you
ahead.
Already read it.
Huh?
It's
Twister.
Risk.
It's Risk.
He was unbeatable at Risk, even on acid.
Yeah. What?
That is according to Graham Nash, and I feel like he, you know, he was a huge
Maybe
Monopoly fan, too,
who
always wanted to be the shoe and was out for blood when he played.
Shoe.
Isn't that amazing?
He wanted to be the shoe.
He wanted to be the shoe.
Nobody wants to be the shoe.
I liked the iron.
The iron?
Yeah, I did.
I like the car.
Race car.
Race car.
The race car.
Oh, there was the little dog, the little like
and the
Yorkie
thimble.
Or whatever.
Nobody wanted to be the thimble.
Dog.
No.
Am I right? There was a thimble?
Thimble was all right.
Was it a thimble or a hat? A top hat?
No, it was a thimble.
It was
and
a thimble.
Top. I don't know.
I don't
But Jimi Hendrix wanted
Somebody
to be the
knows.
Shoe, and he was unbeatable at the game Risk, and I love that information.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He probably did better on acid.
Doesn't everyone?
I'm going to stop you right
drugs,
there. Okay? I'm going to stop you right there.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
We have fun on Tuesdays. We call it True Confession Tuesdays. Chance to get something off your chest that maybe you've never talked about or confessed. So today, it's going to be a fun one. The dumbest thing you've done on a dare. Usually, you were pretty young. Am I right?
Young.
You'd like
or
to think.
Inebriated.
Inebriated.
Or something like that.
Right. So that's what we're doing today.
I triple dog dare you.
Schwartz created a slight breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
All right. So that's what we're doing today. So the best true confession, or in this case, probably the dumbest dare,
yes,
gets an incredible ROR t-shirt.
Wear it proud.
Wear it proudly. All right, let's get started. Who's up first, Brian?
We got Manny.
Manny, what was your true confession?
I do. When I was a kid up north, my cousin dared me to pee on an electric cattle fence.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
let's just say it didn't end well for me.
Oh, is it as bad as we think?
Yeah, it was a pretty good shock to the... You know what?
Ooh, how old were you, Manny?
Oh, I was probably about 13 or 14, I guess.
Your cousin. I don't know how you've ever paid him back, but I don't think you ever fully
That's some messed up stuff. You all right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right.
All right, good.
I got two kids, so everything ended well.
All right, good.
You know?
Wow. So it just shoots right back on the stream, right, so to speak?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like more than a 9-volt battery shock on the tongue, or?
Well, just think they're to control a couple thousand pound animals, so it's a pretty good blast.
Wow. All right,
okay,
man.
That's amazing.
that's that's going to be tough to beat. Yeah. Thanks, Manny. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Cool. Vicky, good morning. You have a true confession about your dumbest dare?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I drank a beer out of my own cleat.
You beer out of your own what?
Cleat.
Cleat.
Oh, cleat.
Oh, okay.
Well, a sporting shoe.
Yeah.
Sporting shoe.
Yeah.
Well, that's after a game?
Yeah.
Yep, after a game.
Oh, was it delicious?
It was, actually. It was very refreshing. It was hot as hell out.
Salty?
Yeah.
A little salty?
Came good.
Yeah, like a margarita sort of
feel. Kinda, but no rim.
Okay.
Well, was the beer free? I hope it anyway.
The beer, well, it was my beer.
Okay, jeez.
All right.
I don't know what was in it for you, Vicky, but congratulations.
$20.
All right, good job. All right, excellent.
Good for you, Vicky.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll give you $50 if you take off your top and you drink soup out of my shoe.
You know, I'd rather...
Where did that come?
God. I'd go for the beer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
At least she won $20 on the deal.
Yes, that's good.
That's a good dare.
And she wasn't injured in any way.
Right.
You know.
Yeah,
see,
so
when you do a dare and there's no pay, there should be...
Threat of death?
Or reward. A reward for it.
Yes.
If somebody says, I dare you to, you know, pee on the fence, what was in it for you?
Exactly. Well, a lifetime of problems.
Bad story, yes. Prostate issues. But he said he had two kids. Man, yeah, he's right. Moved on.
Yeah.
All right. True Confession Tuesday. If you have one you want to make, we have our awesome WROR t-shirt up for grabs for you today. 617-931-1057. We'll decide the best true confession, the best dumbest dare you ever did. All right, 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
1057 WROR. 80s and more. 722. It's Bob Bronson with LBF.
Wow.
And Brian. Yeah, Brian?
We are just hearing some stories.
Oh, my God.
Some sick tickets out there.
Well, we had a lady just call. Her name was Tree.
Yep.
And her mom, I guess they were hippies back in the day.
Yeah, sure.
They named
funny,
tree.
Tree, flower.
Yeah.
You got it.
Her dare was, I guess, like some guy that she was seeing. He said he would drive to Florida if he would marry her. And he did.
Wow.
Yes.
Or from Florida.
Yeah, he wanted to come home. And she said, you can come home.
If you marry
from
me?
From Florida if you marry me. So he did. She thought he wouldn't. And she did. And she got married. And then a year later, she got a divorce.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So who lost that one? Yeah.
And her mom's dare was, name your kid Tree.
Name your kid's Tree. She said she's a little diminutive. She's more of a shrub.
Okay.
These days. That's cute.
I love
her words,
shrub.
Not mine. All right. So we have, who's on the phone with us? Sean?
Sean.
All right, Sean, you have a dare. When did that happen?
It was around 1980-something, and we were all out in the woods having a big old bonfire.
Yes.
And we were just kind of hanging around, and somebody tossed a big old truck tire into the fire with the rim.
Ooh.
A few hours later, after the tire had completely melted away, and the only thing left on that thing was some steel belt.
Yeah.
We talked about how we're going to get that rim out of the fire. And I made the suggestion that somebody just pulls it out.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Dare do it. So somebody threw a few bucks in my face, and we got the rim out of the fire.
How'd you do that?
I just grabbed it with my hands and pulled it out.
And wow. So how was it enough the damage?
Was it enough to cover the copay?
No. There wasn't even a copay back then. But I had to go to a wedding the very next day, and... I was the one that started the one glove dress up before Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow. That's something. Ouch.
Wow. And, you know, there's probably some drinking.
That's pretty dumb.
I'm thinking there might have been a beer or two.
Just a couple. Yeah. And it hurt so bad, but I did win a couple of bucks.
Yeah, that's
right, well,
I hope it was worth
you.
It. You know, you bought a glove with it, so that's good.
Sean, oh, my God.
Thanks, buddy. Pete, yeah. Pete.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, what's your true confession?
I got dared to eat 2 teaspoons of habanero ghost pepper salt.
Oh my!
No,
one was enough. Oh,
and what happened to you?
Oh my God! Well, unbeknownst to the regular folks who were there, I did get sick about an hour later. I held it down for a while, but I could not. I could not hold it.
People have died doing that.
Yeah, it was a tough one. It was hot on both ways. You know, going down and coming back.
Did you get money for this? Jesus. What was the dare?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the dare was for $40.
$40, you're a cheap dare.
Yeah.
They would have paid $100.
Oh, man. My
God. Your head sweats, and you feel like you're going to blow up. No, it's unbelievable.
Very sweaty. I was very sweaty.
Do you still eat hot sauce, Pete? Texas Pete?
That's
See you, Pete. Bye-bye. Jordan, you have a true confession. What was the dumbest thing you've done on a dare?
So it's not the dumbest thing I have done. It's the dumbest thing that somebody else has done with a group of friends that I was with.
Mm-hmm.
So we had we were playing Truth or Dare, and we dared this kid to lick my friend's dog's butt, and he did.
Oh my God!
I'm not talking about like little lick. He straight licked around the.
Okay. That is so disgusting.
Somehow that donut doesn't look as this morning as a thought.
No, not at all.
What kind of dog was it?
After.
Do we need to know,
Brian? Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah.
Oh, it was, oh my gosh. I want to say it was a little Border Terrier, but it had long hair.
Does it?
Everything about this story is making me want to throw up.
I just don't think you'd get away with that if it was a Rottweiler.
No. I'll never forget it. It happened like
Either
4 years
ago.
Thank
you. All right, Jordan. Well,
thank you. I think.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Jeez.
Wow. Jordan. Holy moly.
That's
holy
not right.
Moly is that right. Is,
that is some messed up.
Wow. So the deal, I think we're done
that's
for the day.
Gross.
I don't think we're going to, you know, top that. At least
I don't want to.
No.
I don't want to top that.
You don't want to top Jordan and her dare. Now, the thing with, it is the T-shirt we were going to give for the best.
Yes.
True Confession. Mm-hmm. Double Dare. But that didn't happen
to her. You think Jordan was the winner, but she just witnessed that.
To witness that, though, she's had to live with it.
Yeah. For the rest of your life. So she's been carrying that burden.
That's true.
And I feel like she deserves...
But we also, the guy who peed on the fence, I mean, that's serious.
That's pretty big.
Can we just give two?
Solomon's wisdom here.
We'll
just...
You're so generous.
Cut a shirt in half.
With other people's money, for
what.
Sure.
All right.
Jordan gets the back of the shirt, and we'll give Manny the front.
No, just give him two.
I'm kidding.
Two shirts. All right.
We're going to bust the budget.
Blame
on that.
Me.
Bust the budget.
All right. No shirts tomorrow.
We've broken our T-shirt allowance. Yeah. We're in big trouble, but how are you going to deny Jordan that? All right, so that's True Confession Tuesday.
Wow!
Stay tuned for next Tuesday. We don't even know what's going to happen next, but we know you'll probably make it cringe.
Yeah, I think we'll have some Halloween themes next week.
I like that. Let's take a look at before we do traffic. LBF, what's in the dirty laundry?
Jimi Hendrix was unbeatable at this board game, even when he was tripping on some LSD.
Wow.
Wow.
And when wasn't he?
I was going to ask you that, but I dare not. Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Subway. All right, been dying to hear about this Jimi Hendrix story.
Jimi Hendrix was unbeatable at this board game.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine
life?
That guy, even
life.
When he was a little bit... No, he didn't beat life. No, he didn't.
No.
Francis Ford Coppola is weighing in on Marvel movies. Ooh, but first, let's talk about the big story of the day.
Yeah.
This May, December, February, December.
Mm-hmm.
Romance between Dennis Quaid and his girlfriend, Laura Savoy, who is 26 years old. I just want to remind you that Dennis Quaid is 65 and has a 27-year-old son with Meg Ryan.
Wait, does that make him old enough to be her grandfather?
Yeah.
Being the father, for sure. But
for sure.
Grandfather?
Absolutely, because he's 39 years older, which means that he could have divide that in half.
Right.
Grandfather.
Right. That's nice. That's
it's nice for him, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, the thing is that that's not dating. That's nursing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so in 4 years, when she turns 30, he'll be turning 70. That's going to be a great party.
I mean, not to say that 70-year-olds aren't, doing great
things. I don't
want to
judge.
But, let's fast forward to when she's 40 and he's 80.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. He won't even know what's going on. It'll be great.
It's just.
Did we have fun last night? Yes.
Yeah. It's not a wife. It's somebody who is just basically a diary.
Yeah,
what did I do?
Oh, God.
He got engaged this weekend in Hawaii. She, just so you know, she is a very smart cookie.
Sure.
She can marry in a minute what you make in a lifetime.
Okay.
I don't know how much that he's making at this point.
He's
but,
got those commercials, some TV. What is he doing?
He
insurance
does.
Or something?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And she she's a graduate of Pepperdine University. She was the valedictorian. She's getting her PhD in accounting from the University of Texas.
Wow, smart.
Yeah, smart. But he's been married 3 times. He was married, fun fact, he was married to PJ Souls, who was in the blonde in Halloween and the really nasty girl in Carrie.
Okay.
That was his first wife. Then he was married to Meg Ryan, and then he was married to some other woman that we...
Yeah, and now he married. Yeah,
and now he's going to marry Laura.
Yeah,
Laura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poor Laura.
Hey, at least he's not marrying Randy.
Right.
True.
I mean,
True.
On
Randy
the family
Quaid.
Tree, he's a little bit more nuts.
All right, Francis Ford Coppola.
Christmas would be fun.
Maybe, white shoes.
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola says Marvel superhero movies are, quote, despicable.
Wow.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, Martin Scorsese said he believed that they were not cinema. And now Francis Ford Coppola, all these get-off-my-lawn directors are not happy with the Marvel movies. I mean, they have a point in a way. It's not like...
It's just churning them out. Whatever.
It's total entertainment. Yeah. If you want to go to the movies and be entertained, cool. That's what's wrong
That's
with
all
that.
They are.
It doesn't always have to be art house.
No. Right? Jeez. I'm with
or
you.
Or 3.5 hours, Martin.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the Irishman, though.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it up, Martin.
All right. Jimi Hendrix was unbeatable at this board game, even on acid.
Which was quite
often. Don't say no to drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Risk. He loved Risk.
Yeah.
He would play Risk.
That was the battle game, right? The war battle game?
I never
game.
Played it.
I think it was a war battle game.
You know me. I don't like taking risks. I don't even play the game. I was like, that game is silly. Yeah. I don't think so. But Graham Nash said that Jimmy was incredible. He would play Risk on acid, and I never, ever beat him at all. He was unbelievable at it. He was also extraordinary at Monopoly. Mm-hmm. He always wanted to be the shoe in Monopoly. And he was out for blood when he played.
That's great. Well, he's a very smart guy.
Well,
Jimmy is great. Well, he's a genius guitar player.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention, if you want to feel old, speaking of old, May, December.
Do you want to hear Risk? I got a Risk clip for you. Real quick.
Before we do feel
there
old.
There you go.
Yep.
Risk. Risk. Hmm. Win the game, and you win the world.
Oh,
brothers, kind of fun.
Jeez, there you go. That sounds ominous.
And they were trying to take over Ukraine in that clip from 1980.
Oh, wow.
Go figure.
Everything old is new again.
Yep, Parker
Brothers. There you go.
I just want to mention that the little kid from Jerry Maguire.
Mm. This is where we try to make you feel old?
Yes, Jonathan Lipnicki.
Right.
He's too old.
Did you know the human head was 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
You know bees and dogs can smoke deer.
Jonathan Lipnicki is too old to marry Dennis Quaid. He is 29 today.
Holy, that kid's 29 from Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
Well, he's still older than Randy's or Dennis's. Was it Randy or who's doing this? Dennis, right?
Dennis.
Older than Dennis's wife.
Soon to be.
Uh-huh.
Not happy. What's wrong with you, men?
Yeah, so she should have married Jonathan Lipnicki.
All of us.
Of you.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
You guys want to play Super Smart? 60 seconds. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Michelle wants to play. Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Now, you are from Raynham, but you work at an undisclosed private golf club.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So we can't mention it.
It's so posh.
It's so posh.
It's so posh and private.
All right, man. Can you golf for free if you want?
Yes, we can.
Wow. It's like the perfect job.
Do you have any free golf for DJs programs?
Yep.
You know, depending on how I do in this quiz.
Oh, okay. Oh, well,
yeah, it's a little quid pro quo.
All right, so here we go. You know how it
going
works.
Going around these days.
Quid pro quo. Oh, yes. All right, so... Here's how it's going to work. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions, get them all correct. You win $1,000. You know, if there's one you're not sure about, just say pass, and we'll come back to it if we have time. You ready to play, Michelle?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
What color is Barney the dinosaur?
Purple.
What's 10 minus 3?
7.
Where was Mork from Mork and Mindy from?
Mork.
Truth or Dare was a documentary about this musical artist.
Madonna.
What is Dwayne Johnson's stage name?
The Rock.
Dennis Quaid was married to this famous When Harry Met Sally actress.
Meg Ryan.
What TV show was set on the Pacific Princess?
Oh, Love Boat.
What's the fastest growing organ in the body?
Pass.
What popular sport did James Naismith invent?
Pass.
What is the only insect that can turn its head?
Mantis?
What's the fastest growing organ in the body?
The skin?
What popular sport did James Naismith invent?
Football?
Oh my god, you went through all of them. OMG.
No, you came so close.
Really,
this was excellent.
You got 8 out of 10. Right, guys?
Eight out of 10.
Not bad. Here's what you missed.
Okay, the fastest growing organ in the body. Skin was a really good guess, but it's actually the liver. Thank God.
You might need another one, Michelle.
And then, wow. What popular sport did James Naismith invent? Basketball.
Right.
In Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But you know what?
Yeah.
That was awesome. You got some really good ones.
You did good, Michelle. You
I'm
did
impressed.
Good.
I'm impressed.
Yes, I like it.
But we get no free golf. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry,
dang.
Guys.
No, don't be sorry. No, the boss is happy. But, you know, someday we'll give away $1,000. But for you, Michelle, we got two tickets to the B-52's Halloween Bash at Encore Boston Harbor.
Ooh.
Yay.
Now, it's October 31st. That's Halloween. All right? Plus,
okay.
Dinner for two at the Encore. Brian and I were just there the other day. It was incredible. Okay?
All right.
Yeah. All right, you're still shocked. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
I get
That's
it.
Really good. Two tickets to a show and dinner.
At the Love Shack.
Yeah.
How about that?
At the Love Shack.
At the Love Shack. All right, for everybody else, the Halloween Bash at Encore Boston Harbor, available at just $59.50. That's a low price. It can be purchased at EncoreBostonHarbor.com. Michelle, who are you going to take with you to go see the B-52s?
I don't know. Maybe I'll take a boss.
Oh,
really? Let's just clear it with
Somebody
HR.
Somebody needs free golf, right? Yep. Somebody needs free golf.
Kiss up. Kissing up. I like it. It's a good career move, Michelle. Hey, Michelle, thanks for playing, okay?
Thanks, Michelle.
All right, so if you want to play Super Smart in 60 Seconds, do Michelle did. Go to WROR.com. Sign up right there. You're shot at $1,000.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right, LBF, what is going to be cool?
The television show you should have binged this weekend, but there's still time.
Okay. Brian Bell.
I know why people watched the football game until halftime last night. It had nothing to do with football.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to tell you why it's good to run with Jesus.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Always.
All right, let's hear it.
It's like the footprints thing.
Yes.
All right, so if you are looking for something to watch this week, you have to watch Amazon Prime's Modern Love. It's based on the New York Times column, Modern Love, about basically how people meet and love and all this other stuff. I read it all the time in the style section. It's so good. Mm. Well, now they've made 8 episodes, and they're only a half an hour each, and it just... It's they're really incredibly done, and they star really good people like Anne Hathaway, who drives me a little crazy, but she's really good in episode 3.
She's cute.
And Tina Fey and John Slattery, and they're
so
in episode 4.
So they're little mini episodes of...
Yeah, just like half-hour vignettes about life and love in New York City. The first one is excellent. It's about... it's called When Your Main Man Is Your Doorman, and it's about a single girl in Manhattan whose doorman looks out for her.
Was that a Lifetime movie?
No.
You sure?
Bob.
Okay, it sounded like it.
Don't sully my Modern Love series with a Lifetime reference. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It sounds like a Lifetime. But no, I mean just that plot. The doorman is my main man. Is that what you said?
Yes, yes. I guess it does. It also could sound a little corny, too.
Yeah,
whatever.
A little bit.
But it's excellent.
It's called, one more time, it's called...
It's called... it's Modern Love on Amazon Prime.
If you like it, it's good.
It's really good.
I guarantee it's good because you have very persnickety taste.
I do.
You are. She is persnickety.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, see? Brian Bell.
All right, last night during Monday Night Football, the big event, the big reveal, the final trailer for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. This is going to wrap up the entire Skywalker storyline for Star Wars.
Finally.
Yeah. Been 40 years.
And we kind of get to say goodbye to our old friends, and there are a lot of them in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little clip for you.
Right.
We're not alone. Good people will fight if we lead them.
Who's that?
Oh, Luke. Okay.
People keep telling me they know me.
Who's that?
No one does.
But I do.
I love
it. Long have I waited.
The Emperor won!
And now, your coming together is your undoing.
He sounds mean.
Yeah.
The Force will be with you.
Mm.
Always.
Wow.
Oh, that's Carrie Fisher.
Luke and Leia, and it was on her birthday.
Oh, it's all coming together. Mm-hmm.
You saw Billy Dee Williams in there.
This is
Lando.
Lando.
It's like a reunion.
It is. Yeah.
They should actually redo a house or something like the Brady Bunch.
Maybe they'll redo the Millennium Falcon as an Airbnb.
Exactly.
And then
Harrison Ford. No,
you didn't see the last movie, huh, Bob?
Spoiler alert.
He's dead.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But that just never stops. I mean, killed so by is Carrie son. Fisher, for the record. Just so.
Patricide
that, is
big.
A lot of that patricide.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway.
And the last one here. This is pretty cool. This guy in Minnesota went for a 10-mile run, I guess, earlier in the month. His name is, he's 25-year-old Tyler Moon. These names are incredible. So Tyler Moon went for a run in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. He was running the 10-mile race, and instead of having his name printed on his bib, he had Jesus Saves on his running bib.
Cool.
Around the eighth mile, Tyler collapsed. It turned out he had an undiagnosed irregular heartbeat, which caused a 25-year-old to have a heart attack.
Which is exactly why I don't run.
Okay.
he should have an Apple Watch.
But Tyler was saved by Jesus.
Who?
What?
Yeah, he was. A 43-year-old guy's name was Jesus Bueno, or Jesus Bueno, which translates to Jesus Good.
Yeah.
From Lakeville, Minnesota, was running behind him. And Jesus is a registered nurse, so he stopped running, told someone to call 911, and did CPR on Tyler. He kept him alive until the paramedics got there, used a defibrillator to get him back and running. So, yes, Jesus saves.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that a great story?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, poor Tyler, he fell. He broke 5 bones in his face.
His face?
He's grateful alive, thankful to Jesus and Jesus and all the strangers who helped save his life.
Wow.
Yeah, he collapsed. Boom.
Ooh, ouch.
Run with Jesus.
Well, there you go.
That's it. Jesus good.
Jesus saves.
Isn't that it, Bueno?
Also, I'll never go running.
Oh, Jesus, you should. Okay.
Hey!
God. I mean, it's fun. It's been fun.
Oh, my God.
Hey, okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So the world's best employers have been announced. Would you like to hear the top six?
Sure.
I'll just tell you, Costco is number six. Doesn't that surprise you?
Well, not really.
Number six. I'll quickly follow by SAP. Apple is 4. Red Hat is 3. Microsoft is 2. Alphabet, which I believe owns Google, is number 1. So all high tech, and there at number 6 is Costco.
Well, I'm telling you, when I go to Costco, and I think you said this too, that the same people have worked there for 20 years.
No turnover.
The same faces, and everyone's in a nice mood.
Like, why do you suppose that is?
I think it's because, well, I was reading about it. They pay a decent wage. Mm-hmm. There's room for growth.
Mm-hmm.
You have like 7 paid holidays plus a floating holiday. They have health insurance for part-timers.
Sounds
they
good.
Have dental, things
and,
like that.
They have that giant tub of cheese balls, which
that's
pretty
right.
good.
All the samples.
And sample snacks.
Snacks on
sample.
Snacks on
I know.
Snacks.
What can we learn from that?
I'll tell you what you can learn. You should go to Costco after 11 on a weekday because that's when the snacks are the best. I'm taking Lucy there for lunch. No shame in that game. Thanks, Costco.
You're not above doing a double lap, though, are you?
No, I'm not. No.
Going back because you weren't sure whether or not
that's
you
wanted to. That's why I bring Lucy. I'm like, oh, it's for her.
Yeah. You mean Lucy?
I almost feel like I should have more kids for that very reason.
No, you know what? Just rent things.
Next time.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.